Welcome back to the programme. Now, we've had Brexit and we've had Brangelina and we've had a whole heap of making up words. We also have brunch. And brunch is regarded as a treat, a perfect meal, bridge between breakfast and lunch. Nevin Maguire, well, it's obviously breakfast and lunch, but what's the origin of all that?
Well, I mean, it originates a long time ago. I mean, like, there's lots of different mixed messages that it used to be for people going to Mass and then they'd have a late breakfast. And I was reading, sometimes it starts at 7 o'clock, sometimes at 8, sometimes it finishes at 2, and that's in the morning, 2 o'clock in the afternoon at 3. But America, it's probably where it originated from. And then, I mean, it's just expanded unbelievably in Ireland. You know, like in the restaurant, we do a breakfast, not a brunch, but it's just phenomenal. People love it, so they do. And it tends maybe more so in the cities, like they'd go out for a brunch, you know, on a Saturday, normally when they're off, or a Sunday, they might have a lie-in and go for a leisurely. So it's kind of moving in from the breakfast to the lunch. You're getting a bit of both of everything, like lots of eggs and lots of different things. So we've lots of recipes to chat about.
Okay, and we will get into those. You're just back from filming in Spain.
Yeah, I was away in Galicia, Cantabria, Asturias. It's the northwest of Spain. So I was away there for 2 weeks with the crew, and it's a new programme for RT in September. I had an amazing experience. My God, I had some amazing food. Well, it was just a very, very different experience for me, because I'm well used to San Sebastian and that part of the world, but this is unique. The fish and the way they cook, and it's just wonderful.
And what's the difference?
Well, very different, actually. You know, the regions are very, very different. So they are, like in Asturias, you know, we went to this beautiful place where they produce this blue cheese. Combrellas is the name of it, and they age it in a cave for 4 months. I've never seen that. I never even knew that. It was very, very strong, and they carry it up in their rucksacks and they age it. Very, very strong cheese, to be honest with you, made with cow's milk, sheep's milk and goat's milk. And it was an amazing experience. And it's in a Sortes, I think is the name of the area. It's a mountain area, and it was covered, the peaks of it, with snow. It was just fabulous. So it was. They had a huge amount of fish. I mean, like razor clams. I was fishing for clams during the week, something I've never done before. These ladies were pulling them out of the sand, and by God, it was hard work.
You do them when the tide goes out.
That's exactly it, Marion. You know, we had to be there first thing in the morning with the crew and record it. I didn't know what to expect, you know. And the ladies they were just so much fun. And this is their livelihood. This is their job. And, you know, this is a beautiful thing.
And I see them on the beach in the west of Ireland. We don't really go for that, do we?
You know, razor clams, I mean, I think they're getting more and more popular. Like, mussels are our big thing here, you know, and scallops and prawns and all that. They eat a huge amount of fish over there, which is incredible. Like, we were at a fisher market actually this day last week, you know, with a one Michelin star chef, and Lucia, like my daughter, her name, and she was full of energy, and just the way she was opening these small, tiny little scallops that I'd never seen, quingy scallops they're called, letting me taste them, and them sea urchin just opening, you know, and just the freshness of everything, which is just magical. But the way they shop and the way they cook is very, very simple. Like, she'd done a beautiful rice dish with this kind of like a variation of a snap, or a big huge fish with big huge eyes, and she just simply steamed it and then done this beautiful paella with a sauce from soft shell crabs. Bit of a mouthful, that, but it was spectacular, and she was so proud of it. And, you know, and then there was this other chef, he cooked this lamprey, and a lamprey is like it's like a snake, for the want of a better word, but it is a fish, and it feeds off other fishes, so it actually sucks their blood. I never heard of this, and he cooked it. You're cringing here, Marion. It was a unique experience to see the whole process, a bit gory at times, but it was just fantastic seeing the chef. This is a very traditional dish that they serve in A Coruña, so it's a beautiful city, and he cooked it in its own blood, the fish, and then he used the roe to thicken it. It was very, very strong in red wine. He cooked it for about 45 minutes, but to see the way he cooked it and the love and respect that he had, he said, "I want to cook this for your TV show. This is something that your viewers will have never seen. I didn't know about it. I never heard of it."
Yeah.
And it was a unique thing. I won't be putting it on the menu in McNean's, but it was something very, very different. And you have to respect that when you see chefs and people that are very, very respectful.
Committed,
and just committed and value their traditions, Marion, which was a beautiful thing to see.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Speaking of McNeans, have you noticed any change in patterns in bookings? Are people getting nervous about whether or not they'll have a green card?
Don't even go there. It's been steady. I mean, the bookings are still good for us, thank God. We're right on the border, so we don't know what's going to happen. I don't think anyone does. And yeah, it's just so much uncertainty for businesses and that, and people along the border, and it's really a bit messy. Definitely, we haven't noticed. You know, our business, thank God, is very steady for now. I mean, you could ask me in a few months' time, and I might say different.
Yeah.
But thank God, people book long term. You know, we do get lots of cancellations, but that happens in every business.
Of course,
you have a waiting list, and so you manage it.
Yeah.
So definitely, you know, we're very happy with the way things are going. Thank God, we just reopened up in February. And
but you go back and forth. Some of your produce comes
2 minutes. I mean, a lot of my staff. We've 65 employees. A lot of them are from Fermanagh and the surrounding areas. Absolutely, Marion. We're 2 minutes. You know, you've been there, and you can just it's within spitting distance, for the want of a better word, across the border, Belcool, Black Lion. You know, like it's just if you need a green card, it's going to be an absolute mess. So it is, I think, so passing the border.
Most regrettable. Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. A deal yet.
Common sense might
prevail.
I hope so.
Now, on to brunch. What are you suggesting?
So I'm talking about kind of breakfast
and brunch.
We're
thinking Easter weekend.
Yeah, and I mean, like, we're talking about, I'm going to go through a couple of different wee starters, first of all. You know, granola is a beautiful thing. I bought in some products, and we can just talk about them just to show you. I know, obviously, it's the radio, you can't see them.
Yeah.
But granola is a beautiful thing, and you can make up your own granola. Very, very simple, using lots of different seeds. I have some sunflower pumpkin seeds, some golden sultanas, flaked almonds. Toss them in a little bit of maple syrup and just grill them under the grill or on the pan. Keep stirring them so that they will burn if you're not careful.
Yeah.
That'll keep for a few weeks in an airtight container, no problem. I love prunes. Prunes cooked in some water.
I like prunes too.
Yeah. And these are pitted prunes, so they're Asian, A-G-E-N. They're a French prune. They're fantastic, lovely and plump. And what I like to do with them is to poach them a little bit of sugar, water, apple juice, vanilla skin. And I'll explain about the vanilla in a moment.
Yeah.
And then what we do, Marion, is put some tea bags into them. A couple of Barry's tea bags, just warm them up, and they'll keep for happily for a week in your fridge. Warm them up, they don't have to be hot. And then what I would do is some lovely yogurt, Kiloan yogurt. I bought some yogurt. So the skin we use when we're poaching the fruits, you can use apricots if you don't like prunes, and then the vanilla seeds go into the yogurt, so you mix that through with a little bit of lemon zest.
Yeah.
But these are all things that we serve in our breakfast buffet, which is for me one of the most important meals. It's the last meal that our guests on checkout that they'll have, so we want to put as much effort into our breakfast. You can call it brunch because we finish at 10:30, now that might be early for some people, but we do put a huge amount of work into it. So they're kind of two very, very simple ideas. The yogurt on its own with some fruit, but the muesli is delicious, or granola for the want of a better word, is absolutely gorgeous. There's lots of texture in that. One of our signature recipes is the porridge. And this is, I just bought you in the book just to show you the picture. We make it with one part water, cream and milk, Flavin's porridge oats. We make it the night before. We serve it with some leaven honey, which is a lovely honey from Kilkenny. A little bit of cream on the side. And the piece that resistance is a little splash of Irish mist on top. Mightn't be the healthiest, but it is absolutely delicious and simple. That's not a huge big serve in a porridge.
Yeah.
So what we tend to do is to kind of do a little like mini tasting. So we give everyone a little smoothie, then they have a little starter, they can have a warm starter. But the most popular by far is the cooked breakfast, for sure.
Still old-fashioned.
For sure.
Brashes and eggs.
Absolutely.
Black and white pudding.
Hard to beat. Good black and white pudding from Kelly's. You know, if you get a good cooked breakfast... Boxty, Marion. Are you familiar with Boxty?
I am indeed.
Okay, I love Boxty, and we serve our breakfast with some beautiful homemade Boxty that my wife's Uncle Jerry makes. But really good dry cured bacon, sausages, freshly cooked egg, a few tomatoes and mushrooms. Like, my God, you'd be full for the day.
You would be full for a day and a half, actually.
And I mean, like, I notice a lot of people now, like... So we would give a lot of kind of variations of breakfast, like sourdough. So I bought you a little loaf of sourdough. So we make this every single day in the restaurant. We'll just slice it and toast it.
What is the difference between sourdough and the others?
Good point. Okay, so these are all soda breads. Okay, so there's no raisinage. This is totally natural bread. It's a fermentation made from the reaction of the flour and actually water. So you have to leave it for it and keep feeding it with the flour every single day. You can get really nice sourdough breads. We put a wee bit of salt, we bake it fresh, we slice it, we toast it, and then mash a little bit of avocado, a little bit of poached egg, or some beautiful smoked salmon like Brigitte. She's a fantastic producer in Clare, so she is, and she has fantastic organic smoked salmon. That's very, very popular. If people don't want the full Irish, give them an alternative.
Yeah.
Eggs Benedict now has become hugely popular, and traditionally it was served in muffins. I don't really like the muffin, so what we do, we make a brioche. So just for your listeners, a brioche is an enriched dough. So it's, now this is different to your sourdough. So it's made with yeast, flour, there's butter, there's sugar, there's sweetness in there. It's lovely and soft and moist, and it's a classical French dough. And then what we do is poach our eggs, wilt a little bit of spinach. When you're poaching an egg, just for your listeners, just a teaspoonful of white wine vinegar, no salt. Salt will firm up the egg. You season afterwards, you poach with a really, really fresh egg and obviously some lovely boiling water.
And you say you can do this the day before and drop it into iced water.
Yeah, you're right. And then just warm it up and you can serve it with the sourdough or a little bit of brioche or your muffins if you want to. But you know that traditionally, like for the Eggs Benedict, it was done with Hollandaise sauce.
Yes.
Now, I find that a bit heavy. So this is the little lemon butter sauce. So all these recipes are obviously on your website.
Yeah, and they can get them at rte.ie/Marion.
Just in case they're going mad writing them down. But this is a lovely light alternative to your Hollandaise, so it is. And it's much easier because that's a tricky sauce to Hollandaise to make. This is dead simple. It's cream. It's a little touch of mustard, lemon juice. We thicken it with some corn flour, a little bit of salt, and you can put in herbs into that. So we'd make that nearly every second or third day, warm it up, poach your eggs, toast your bread. Timing is crucial because you don't want a really, you know, overcooked egg that's rubbery. And I love the tip that you said that you can cook it. You can par cook your egg in boiling water, in iced water, keep it in the fridge and then warm it up. Especially, as you say, coming up to Easter and you maybe have people, guests coming or friends coming.
Yeah.
I think that's a fantastic
thing. Yeah, well, it's always nice if you can have stuff ready the night before.
Like all these little things, like the porridge, we'll keep. Actually, there's another one here I forgot to say to you, Bircher Muesli, Marion, which is a lovely muesli and it's soaked in apple juice. So it's porridge oats, apple juice, yogurt, grated apple and some nuts for texture. We put a little bit of honey into it, but that's not essential. A little bit of vanilla extract, which is better than essence. And that is delicious with some of the granola on top.
Right.
So all these recipes that I'm showing you, you can make them a couple of days ahead and they'll keep. And for me, if you're using the prunes or the apricots, as I said, poached, serve them warm. I like them warm, not cold. That's just a personal thing.
Okay. And the Eggs Benedict, then you say, you can do the spinach the night before. That surprised me.
Well, it only takes
a second to wilt.
20 seconds. God, Marianne, I'll tell you the wilting. I'll tell you, we came a long way from wilting spinach. You know, fresh baby spinach with a little touch of oil or butter just into the saucepan and literally you cook it. And, you know, spinach is lovely, but when you cook spinach, Marianne, a good tip for your listeners is to put it on kitchen paper because a lot of water comes out
of it.
So put it on kitchen paper, then onto your toasted muffin, or you can use the sourdough, or you can use the brioche if you want a poached egg. Now, I like, if I'm having a Benedict, I love it with bacon or a lovely bit of baked ham. So we would bake our ham. Marie's our breakfast chef, Marie McGlone, and she is just one of the best bakers. Like, I bought in some of the breads, which I'll talk about in a moment, but she would bake the ham and she'd do a lovely glaze with some maple syrup, a little bit of vinegar in that. So we'd warm that up. And so instead of your bacon or instead of your salmon, the baked ham is delicious.
Right.
With an Eggs Benedict. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Okay, you wanted to say what about the two breads?
Well, just, you asked me about just the different breads. We spoke about the sourdough. This is a traditional soda bread. Just a basic, I'm sure hundreds of your listeners make soda bread, but we've put in dried cranberries into this and we put in a little bit of dried rosemary into a basic recipe. And this is a bread that you can make and you can keep for a day or two, but it's probably best fresh, to be honest with you. We would bake this probably every morning or every second morning. And then the McNean wheaten bread, like there's hundreds if not thousands of recipes for wheaten bread.
Yeah.
And everyone is different. Probably everyone thinks theirs is the best.
Yeah.
I've just finished it with some porridge oats, but it's your traditional wholemeal flour, plain flour. There's melted butter in that, but we put some golden syrup or a little bit of honey into it for sweetness and brown sugar. And hard to beat some homemade brown bread.
Can't be beaten.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm looking at my clock.
That's okay.
We can do souffles, we could do French toast, or we could move to Mexico. Which would you think?
Why not French toast? Because I think it's a great one for your children. There's a little bit of sweetness there. So it's a great way of using up if you have a bread a little bit old. The brioche works particularly well with that, to be honest with you, because it's lovely and sweet. So you get a couple of eggs, a little bit of milk. We use cream, a little bit of vanilla extract. And you literally just dip the bread in that and pan fry your French toast. Now, what I love with it is poached berries. So we're coming into our berry season. Great producer in Ireland, Pat Clark. He produces some of the best soft fruits you'll get. You can just lightly poach them in a little bit of apple juice, a little touch of cinnamon, a lemon zest, and that works delicious. And what we serve on our French toast is a little bit of maple syrup, or there's a really good syrup called Highbank Orchard, and they're based in Kilkenny, and they do an apple syrup which is Fantastic. Absolutely beautiful. So you can caramelise apples in that if you want, if you don't like the berries, or you can do the French toast just with some crispy bacon. Streaky Bacon, O'Neill's, is one of the best producers of dry cured bacon in the country, and they are just gorgeous. So the whole key into doing a good breakfast or brunch is the good ingredients. We have some of the best products in the world, from our dairy to our meat products, you know, and that's the key.
And I should say to our listeners that we do, we will put up all the stuff, including Mexico, etc. But you said you'd come back to vanilla. What was that about?
Oh, vanilla, yeah. So when we were poaching the prunes in the vanilla skin, because vanilla has one thing that's actually trebled, if not quite, you know, in price for us in Macneen. It's the vanilla pod we're talking about. So you use the skin, so the seeds go into your yoghurt, so you're flavouring the yoghurt, and we use Kaloan yoghurt, which is based in Wexford, fantastic producer. And then what we do is use the skin in the actual prunes. You're wasting nothing.
Yeah.
And we're from Cavan. We don't like waste, right. You know that.
Right, okay. And just finally, drinks.
Drinks like juice.
Different kind of drinks. Well, yes, I suppose.
Juice as well.
For
I suppose
kids and adults.
Well, I suppose if you're talking about like for the classic brunch, it would be a mimosa, which would be like fresh orange juice and maybe some sparkling. It could be Prosecco or some Gava, or maybe a little bit of a sparkling wine would work really well. But juices, now what we do in the restaurant, we give everyone a small little smoothie. So it would be blended, some fruit, whatever it is, a little bit of passion fruit, maybe some yogurt goes in there, some apple juice. And it's just a little shot. So it just kind of wets the gets the appetite kind of going first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
We always have it very fresh, and I've given you recipes for different kind of juices that people can make with their kids.
Okay.
You know, you can mix and match, and it's a lovely thing, lovely and fresh if you get fresh fruit.
Okay, so that, as I say, is at rte.ie/Marion. Thank you very much.
Great to see you.
That program that you were recording about next September, people can look out for
September
it.
In RT1, and hopefully people will like it. And we met some of the pilgrims that come off the Camino like this day last week. And that was very special. Now, Santiago was very, very special. There was a lot of emotions there, for the want of a better word. I'd never seen that or experienced that. And people, the first 10 people like that finished the walk, they get a free meal in the hotel we were staying in, the Parador, and it was just a unique experience for me. It was very special, very spiritual.
Okay.
Lovely.
Okay, thank you very, very much indeed, Nevin. Talk to you again, and we'll take a break.